So sorry to ask you to say that again. That's okay. But yeah, last week Heather asked us to give some reflections on how we were feeling, and you said something that I thought was quite profound. Do you want to?
Well, I've been going through difficulty in my own life through being assaulted and having a trial go on in the background, and being able to come to the singing group has been like a retreat where it's a safe place that you can open up and express and be surrounded by beautiful sounds and smells and company. And there are just so many more dimensions to what we're doing than just coming and singing a song. The healing experience has been quite incredible, and I just feel really privileged to be part of that this time in my life.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's great.
It's just true. I've been like living a shell-shocked hide at home, don't say boo to anyone because it'll just trigger me off kind of life, and this has just been exactly what I said.
So what brought you here initially? What was this, a sense of wanting to step out of that? What was it about this group that made you feel that you could trust it?
I didn't expect what it is. I just knew that I loved singing and needed some activity to get me out of the house. Yeah. And I'd done photography with Hutt Street at the start of the year, and that had been incredible. And so I was just looking for a new workshop to do, and singing came up, and I made, like, literally I've had to pull myself up by the scruff of the neck and drag myself out of the house most weeks. But it's been worth it every time.
Well, this is such a testament to you and Michelle, and also to the Hutt Street Centre for
enabling
this.
No,
it has. It's been incredibly moving.
And we wanted it to be more than just singing.
It is.
We really wanted to create a space that was essentially a healing space through music and sound and connection, and then interweaving those other elements of music and singing, which involve presence, being present in the moment, warming up the body, the voice, being connected into the body, connected with the breath, weaving in some meditation, and also weaving into it a meaning of what am I singing? Mm. What is this song about, actually? And how does it relate to me? And how can we create a sense of a vision for what this song means for me, so that whenever I'm singing it, somehow that might be my source of inspiration. So it's more than just singing. It's like intentional singing, healing singing.
I think you've done that really beautifully. Yeah, all of those things. And I think the song that helped us pull together is like, you know, it makes me cry every time I try and sing it. It's so beautiful. Yeah, it's really,
that's beautiful.
It's really moving, and it's so, so cool to sing a song that you were part of, and that is, you know, like, kind of all of those things you're talking about weaved into the one song. Yeah. I'm going to treasure that always, I think. Yeah, and I personally, you know, haven't kind of been through, well, perhaps the, you know, the physical and the emotional trauma that, you know, you're talking about, but, you know, we all have, certainly have trauma of a love lost that I'm recovering from. It's only when you come into a space that's so, like, free of judgment and do something like this that you kind of realise how much you need it, and also how profound, you know, such a sort of simple thing is of coming together as women and around song and, you know, in a very non-judgmental space. Like, you know, not once have you told anyone that they're not singing correctly, or, you know, like, you sort of just allow it all to unfold. Yeah. It's beautiful. Sorry, I'm just like...
Healing while I'm crying swell. Yeah. Waves gently break. Yeah.
Yeah. And, that, you know, that... I just can't believe how beautiful that song is. I think we've got to record it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's an anthem.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. There certainly aren't many spaces... In fact, I can't really think of any space that I've ever seen throughout all the community work I've ever done or professionally that combines such a unique set of threads together.
Yeah.
And I think that that's been really important to helping create that space that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And the other thing that it, I think, has helped to do is generate a sense of trust amongst all of us. And, yes, you know, Michelle and I are facilitating it, but it would not be what it is without the women, without you, you know, without all of us there in the room. And the level of trust that we show others is the level of trust that we get back.
Yeah.
So I think that the women, as part of this group, have really dropped into a sense of trust when they come here. And that's, we need more spaces like that in this world.
And I also think that, you know, like for me, it's kind of, you know, it's humbling to be amongst women that have, that are, you know, going through extreme struggles, like, perhaps, you know, that haven't had maybe some of the opportunities or privilege that I've had, and just to kind of realise how much we have in common, and and to be humbled by that.
Yes, yeah. There's more that unites us than divides us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I'd like to say, firstly, when I saw a small flyer for this group, it was about the fact it was, I wanted to go into a singing group, and I saw the word free, and those two things combined were like, yes. But I also was going through and still am a depressive kind of year with a breakup and all sorts of emotional issues ensuing this year, and I was pretty bad earlier in the year particularly, and I knew with levels of depression and feeling like a hopelessness was there, that my voice needed to come out, my voice needed to be given expression on some level without just talking to counsellors all the time, you know, without... I knew that I had more, and I knew that I knew how, in my heart, how the voice was so healing for, you know, many reasons. But the whole group has gone way beyond that, way beyond my expectations of just using my voice and having my own level of tapping into the creativity of my voice and how my voice even sounds. I hadn't even heard it properly in particularly singing, you know, unless I was like just singing with some music at home or something. I hadn't really heard it for a long time. And what Heather and Michelle have done for me and us is facilitate this environment where you can be feeling like shit. You can come in on your own. You don't need your friends and all the padding around you. And they have facilitated an environment where you can walk in, people say hello to you straight away, you feel fine, you feel okay, you feel accepted, and there's no judgment whatsoever, and we just start singing and sounding and toning, and
with these amazing women, and I've just been blown away by the whole experience, and it's been, as I say, way beyond any expectations that I had. And I actually do feel my, in these few weeks we've been doing this, my voice has loosened. I can feel it's a different sort of voice I'm now using. And, you know, just in my normal speech, and when we come week after week here, I can just feel that extra, there's something more that's, you know, just because Heather and Michelle have facilitated this level of my voice being able to be expressed, and it's just so heavenly, and I just wish everyone could have this experience, really. And I think we, you know, we need it like from day one when we're born. So thank you.
I think we need more spaces like this.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Accessible, non-judgmental, healing, fun, you know, expressive, like creative, you know, artistic spaces where, like you say, we can come feeling, we can come as we are, and be accepted for that, and have no expectations put on us. And we give what we can, and that's perfect. Yeah. And out of that, I can't believe how good we sound. You know, and we sound better all the time.
That's right.
Which is just beautiful.
And we came in, I don't know about the others, but I thought, well, maybe I need to know, you know, we have to learn some songs, and that's going to be hard, and, you know, and we, so we've learned actually all the songs I've learnt anyway, I've never known. And so it's been so fabulous, and also the fact that song is innate in us, and we can all sing, and we can all hold a tune, and we can all learn a song quite quickly, actually. So, and it's a beautiful space to take yourself. It's I think, essential, actually.
I think the songs, I think you found a really nice suite of songs that are accessible but not boring. And I love what we've done with them, that we've put our own little touch on them, and that we've, you know, a lot of us have had a say on how that panned out, sort of thing. So they're simple songs and accessible, so they're not intimidating, but they're also, like, not boring. You know, and they're really, they're quite profound as well.
And the rhythm is important, because if we believe that sound is important and that it stems out of us and it comes through us and it's received by the body as well, then what we're singing about is very important. If we were singing about topics that just bring us down, then, you know, I'm not saying that bad stuff doesn't happen in life. Of course it does. And sometimes it's important to sing about those things. But generally speaking, you know, having songs that have a meaning to them that can connect into parts of us that help us feel a bit better.
Yeah.
Or help us feel a bit more connected, or a little bit more insightful about our lives and ourselves and how we are and how we give and how we receive.
But we're not singing about fantasies either, you know, like we're not creating unrealistic realities in what we're singing. We're singing about what's real and, you know, what is, and what unites us, I think.
And the other thing that's important, I think, is that it's not about necessarily lots and lots and lots of songs. It's about it's almost like we could have 12 songs over 2 years and that would be enough, because it's every time that we gather there's other things interwoven in that, and the more you hear a song, the more you find its hidden meanings that weren't there straight away, and the more that they relate to your life as you go on the journey in life. How many songs were really, you know, perhaps distant from us at some point in our life, and then as our life changes, they become really close and they become something of relevance. So not complicating their program so that it is stressful and it becomes like all too much and overwhelming. That's very important too.
Yeah.
To have space, to have simplicity. Our lives are so complex.
They are
so complex, and they are very busy and back to back and overwhelming. And there's all different parts of, particularly with women, we're often got other things going on. We're very family orientated usually, and we care about the world, we feel the hurts of the world. I'm not saying that men don't, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, women have that in them. And so to come to a space where you don't have to, you know, perform and be in some complex, have to think it out and do it and work it out, and I think that gives us a load off.
You don't have to give, you're sort of invited to, if you like, give what you can.
Yeah. Mm. But in that sense itself, where we are giving, you know, even if you feel like it might not be much, we're still doing it, and we're giving to each other, we're giving to ourselves.
It's not an obligation. Yes, I think that's the difference with what you're talking about.
And sometimes we've done the sort of little sound circles where people are not very well that day. They're really upset. They're having a bad day, you know. Mm. And we put them in that middle of the circle, and we hum and tone and sing and chant and do things from our hearts with sound that maybe on some level they can receive, like a little prayer or a little blessing of wellness for them. Mm. And I've been doing that kind of thing for about 15 years, and I've constantly seen people just really lap up that care that this whole group is giving to them. And to feel the love in the room. There's something lovely about exploring music in different ways other than just singing songs in English with a verse, a chorus, a bridge, and to try and look at sound, look at resonance, look at songs in other languages, look at ancient cultural traditions and Aboriginal traditions, and how we can bring that into the present.
Did you want to say anything?
Yes. I come from. I had to 12 months ago pack up and leave a difficult situation, and so it's taken me 12 months to pick up myself up and get to where I am now. And I have anxiety and depression, and all my life people criticise me and put me down. So I want to say about this: I joined a choir, enjoyed it, but this is more powerful, more uplifting. It's just so inspirational. You can come here, you might be having a hard day. It's a oneness, it's peace. Everyone is able to have their own voice, and you can't get that anywhere else. It's just so beautiful and it's so uplifting. And the two facilitators, Heather and Michelle, they're just so good, so natural. It's wonderful.
Would you like to add anything?
Oh, very uplifting.
Sorry, uplifting. Come and have a seat now.
Have a seat, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to do anything to add voices? Can you hear much of that?
It's uplifting to use your voice. It's a wonderful way to meet other people in singing, because it's not about your problems and everything else like that, and you are expressing yourself. It's very healing.
Yeah, I love that emphasis that Heather and Michelle have given the whole journey of a spirituality underlying our voice and our singing and our being in a group, and the sound baths are insanely fantastic and the meditation at the end, but right through the sessions, I think, because
I think the spirituality is what we truly are tapping into, that personally I love. So yeah, as you've said, it's way more than just learning a melody and a chorus and a, so it's yeah, it's quite a profound experience.
They also make you feel like goddesses. I feel like every single woman is a goddess.
Well, you are.
We're all, you know, our own lives, but we all feel like goddesses.
Yeah. But I mean, I know, obviously, you and Michelle at the outside this, and I know that you are spiritual, or we're all spiritual beings, but like that you, I guess, it's part of your values and stuff like that. But I think you've been really, it's been really interesting to watch how you've just brought that in gently. You know, you haven't sort of overdone that aspect of things. So for those that perhaps aren't familiar with those practices or the language or whatever, you haven't really forced it down anyone's throats either, which is, yeah, just interesting.
It's almost,
but it's always been, it's been there, obviously, clearly as part of your intention.
Yes, definitely. And as I go through my life, something that becomes really clear to me is that music and sound, and in these sorts of ways that we're talking about, has its own spirituality. Mm. It's almost like there's the spirituality of sound, if you like, which is universal. It's a human spirituality. It's a human meaningfulness. Whether you're an atheist and the word spiritual just totally makes you run a mile, just replace that word spiritual with the word meaning or meaningful. Everyone can find meaning in their life.
Mm.
And music, you know, music making, music engaging that is meaningful and has essences of spirituality and or meaning or a sense of purpose and connection, that is, yeah, it's like it's its own little, not little, it's a very huge thing that we're tapping into, and it's universal around the world, throughout cultures, throughout time.
It gives you a personal value.
Yes.
That meaning.
Yeah.
And you don't even know what the meaning is.
Yeah.
You still feel value.
What's the line in that song where it's a candle in the night? It's sort of like it's a flame, it's a light, it's a guide, it's an inspiration.
Yeah.
And it's, and somehow all of that reflects back to us, doesn't it, to say, I am okay. I deserve to be on this planet.
Yeah.
I am a good person. I can do this. And this is great.
Yeah.
It's somehow what we're doing brings those inner messages to us. And they're very, very important, because we're told, particularly as women, throughout history and even to the current day, there's certain suppressions still that are in our subconscious and our conscious mind. And so, yes, to create a space of equality, connection, meaning, purpose, creativity, and also the social aspect at the end, where we have an afternoon tea, you know? I remember in the first couple of sessions I said to everyone, go up and meet someone you haven't met before and have a little chat. You just never know what you might talk about. You just never know who you might meet. And I think that that element of the little social thing at the end, it's like, look at us now. We're sitting around here with Sue and we're having a cup of tea. And if we didn't have the cup of tea in our hand, perhaps there would be a sense of awkwardness or something. But there's something about a cup of tea and a bicky and whatever it is, a dip in our case, that helps us to find yet again another way to connect.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that too, because many groups you might, you know, come across, everyone just clears out at the end.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's so busy, and
you're rushing off somewhere.
Yeah, and you're
or awkward.
Yeah, that's right. But your invitation—it's not even an emphasis. It's an you invite us. It's like you've run the party and you've invited us to stick around. Yeah. And, you know, it's beautiful, and some people do, some don't, and every week's different, and that's fine. Yeah. And but we can all share food and a cup of tea and have a chat.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
And credit to Nina and the Hutt Street Centre for organising that every single week and giving us. And not only that's actually been, it's always a delicious, healthy experience too, right. Which is actually quite, you know, I feel like that's, you know, it's all part of the intention. It's consistent with the rest of the intention. I also think it's just that simple act of coming as an individual and lending your voice to a choir of sorts that is bigger than yourself. Like, so that automatically connects you to all those things you're talking about. You might call that a spirituality, but it just connects you to something outside yourself. You're suddenly part of a bigger whole. And the more you give to that whole, the better that whole is.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Say something, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle. I don't know. I don't know. I missed. I don't know what you said
already.
Well, that's all right. What's been something when, you know, in a year's time, if you were to look back on this, what would be something that stands out to you about it?
I think seeing people grow through... I think it's seeing people grow through the camaraderie of being part of this group. Seeing people who've never done much singing before just start to fly and flourish and lose their fear of using their voice, of singing, and to see them love learning new songs and singing together. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It certainly has been.
Yeah.